C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
All right, our friends at Ath Electronics do something on the weekends, which is pretty great. Free cookies. And the proud proprietor of the cookie is here. Now, we made this mistake earlier because we questioned how you could go. I think Mary Vandeveld, you and Steve Grzanich on separate times have both gone to Apt, and you go, where's the cookies? But this is Saturdays and Sundays, yes?
Saturdays and Sundays.
So I'm assuming you guys went on a weekday.
Yes, I went on a Monday.
Okay, so that's probably there's the grievous error that you made.
Yeah, I think I did too. I don't remember actually what day I was there. Thought it was a weekend.
Well, listen, if it was a weekend...
You would have smelled the cookies, because you can't not walk in there and not smell the cookies. Yeah. Over the smell of amazing, beautiful new appliances, which is an equally great smell.
It is a great smell.
It is.
As someone who needs a new dryer, it's going to... Yes.
Right. Really?
Oh my gosh.
You should have brought dryers. That would have been fantastic.
Leslie Habgen.
Habgen? Even better.
Habgen. Leslie Habgen's here. And Leslie, how did you get in the cookie business?
It was actually through my kids. I was baking cookies for teachers at the schools, and the teachers just loved them. So, and one of my son's teachers kind of encouraged me to try to sell them somewhere. So,
And how did Apt find you?
I found Apt. I knew that they were baking cookies on the weekends, and I knew I had a great
product. They were already had cookies.
They've had cookies
inferior
on the weekends.
Cookies.
Well, I can't say that.
Oh, I can.
Because everybody has their own taste. But I did bring them. It was last September, I think. And I brought them cookies, and she tried them, and they did a taste test with some of their customers and their employees. And
people are bananas for them.
And they won out.
So. And what's funny is, you see, it's a great test of human character, because you see people who have no shame, and they'll gladly come back for three or four or five or
yes,
six.
Yes, absolutely.
But the ones that entertain me are the ones that come back and go, oh, I've got to get one for my son. my mom's in the store. Let me just get one more.
It's like when Mary's going to get the Taylor Swift autograph for her daughter.
Exactly. How many cookies do you go through in a weekend?
About 3,800 every weekend.
Whoa!
Wow!
And then,
holy cow!
When they have their customer appreciation weekends, I deliver 17,000 cookies for that weekend.
What?
Yeah.
Do you live? Like, is your house a commercial kitchen? How does that
yes.
work?
Mm.
Oh my lord!
It is.
Well, you must have had to put in the big ovens, then, right?
Well, I don't bake them. They are baked in the store, so I deliver frozen dough to them.
Oh, so you're bringing the dough?
I'm bringing.
Well, how do you
dough.
Know they're not going to screw it up?
It's a cookie. I can't screw up a cookie.
No, not you. Them.
Well, there's instructions. If you follow instructions, you can execute a good frozen dough.
I'm on the eating end. Right. I can't speak to the producing end.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought you were the one doing the baking. That would be a position I could have. I would love to bake those cookies at Apt on the weekends. Being surrounded by all the appliances, getting to use a good oven.
Fall That's back. Like a dream for you.
I know.
They
I
would
know.
Let you do that.
Yeah, I would. That's right up my
You could use a different oven every week, too.
I know.
17,000 cookies in one weekend.
For their customer appreciation weekend.
So you're making all this dough.
I am, by hand.
Wow. Good Lord, woman.
Small batches. That's what makes it so good.
So do you put it like in the cookie shape and just give it to them, or they have to make it in the cookie shape?
I should go. I brought cookies that I sell at Sunset Foods, and it's the same cookie, but they're preformed one-ounce balls. So we scoop them in one-ounce balls.
And then the person just has to put them on a cookie sheet and put it in the oven for 12 minutes? Or
12 to 15 minutes, depending on your oven.
Not your first cookie.
I know what I'm talking about. I don't just always buy things from the Jewel and then like put it on my own plate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've actually cooked cookies.
See?
And when did this go from mom, you should do this, to a business? How long have you been doing it?
I've been baking these cookies for about 10 years or so.
So commercially in 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like the business is booming.
It's okay. It's enough to keep me busy.
I'd say.
I was doing trade shows for a pharmaceutical company. They would send me wherever they wanted me to go, and I'd bring 3,000 cookies or 4,500 cookies or 1,100 cookies.
Okay, so here's the ultimate question. Do you like cookies anymore, or are you cookied out personally?
You see my waistline.
You look fabulous. Stop it. You look great. You look great.
I know what you're saying, though. I do not want a cookie from somebody that doesn't eat cookies.
It's a trust issue.
Yeah, like you need to enjoy the food you're
eating. But by the same token, I think if I worked at McDonald's, I wouldn't want a hamburger when I went home. Yes, no?
That is true.
No, but people need to love the thing they're doing because then you forget. Not to completely change the subject, but we went to Easter at my mom's on Sunday, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, my dad passes away about 5 weeks ago, and you have these ups and downs during the time. But we go to make Bloody Marys, and my mom doesn't really drink, and it's V8 and celery seeds. And I was like, oh, man.
So close.
Like, one more example of why this is so bad. I'm like, you can't make a Bloody Mary with V8 because you're not being healthy.
Celery seeds. That's awesome.
And celery seeds were also a fail. Yeah.
Imagine if you had the cookies to wash down that Bloody Mary.
You know what? This is the whole thing. Right. But you love cookies, and that's why they're amazing.
I do love cookies. I do.
Yeah.
Now, have you been pushed into trying to make the mistake of branching out to make oatmeal molasses and all these other cookies?
I sell oatmeal cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, and snickerdoodles at Sunset Foods.
Now, so we have had the oatmeal, I think, because the Midwestern Veterans Closet, am I saying the right? When they came in studio a couple years ago, they brought in the oatmeal cookies. I did not know at the time that Leslie was behind the cookies. Oh, I just remember we got the cookies.
Yeah, so you're like the Jeff Bezos of cookies.
I'm not sure I could say that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's just booming.
It sounds like it's booming.
Yeah, and the app people, I hope you've had a good experience with them, because the app people, it's just a great family, and
it's a great business. It is a great business. It's a great family. They have a fantastic model. They are all about customer service. They're fantastic.
There was, I don't think, I'm not supposed to say this, because it amused me, but it tells you what a factory they've been able to create and take care of. Somebody had a defective car they were bringing in. Not that it's a garage, but they were near there. They had to pull off the road, and there was something wrong with a car, and Apt does thousands of cars a year where they put in audio systems. They have people in a garage that know stuff about cars. One of the folks from Apt showed me a video, and the video was of four cars on fire, because while he went in to check on somebody could come out and take a look at his car, the car caught fire and caught three other Apt cars on fire right there. Within an hour, maybe an hour and a half, the entire parking lot was cleared of any debris or cars, and they had cleaned everything up, and they just were right back in, no problem. Never affected business.
That's crazy.
The stuff they do there is amazing. I'm really blown away by the fact. I used to tell the App brothers, I think I told you this, I told Mr. App, I go, dude, you're killing it. Here, you got to open more stores. and you just go, I think we got it. Yeah. I think we got it.
Thanks anyway.
People come in from all over the Midwest to get there, and they'll deliver anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
So how's that for a free commercial? But, I like those guys.
Yeah, they're coming to my house on Tuesday for my oven to do the built-in.
Oh, I thought it was a social call with your love for appliances.
I know. I was like, usually leave them to do their work and go in another room. But when these guys came to assess what they're going to build around the oven, because it's a wall oven and it needs a little bit of cabinetry, I just stood there and watched them because they were really nice guys. And I like watching them. They know exactly what they're doing. And it was just like...
Is this going to get awkward?
I was going to say, it sounds like a fantasy.
I'm slightly uncomfortable.
It sounds like a fantasy about a guy in a tool belt.
I mean, it is morning.
There was two of them, though, and they assured me they were
two of them. Even better. This is like the story where you're like, no, it's not sexual. I was seventh grade, and I was dressed as a twin outfit as my same friend in a miniskirt and a hair bow. Yeah.
Story from last week.
Exactly.
Can't understand why Dad would have had a problem with that.
What is wrong? Oh, there's both of you dressed the same. Totally get it. That is not weird at all.
And there's no
one's going down the wrong
there's
road with
no
that.
No creepy guys out there would have taken that wrong way.
So two guys in your house who are really good at what they do. I mean, I get it.
They're coming back on Tuesday. Every day that I see an app truck driving down the street, and I'm not kidding, every day, or when I see it in my neighborhood, I want to follow it or go in and see what they are getting.
You clearly have
every
a problem.
I know. I send you guys pictures of the app trucks. I'm like, wonder what they're getting. What is that?
Actually, the entire app family has got they've got a restraining order on you. I do not tell you.
Do you pull over and let them, if they're behind you, let them get around
like
you?
Like an ambulance?
Yeah. What I really want to see is that black stainless steel in somebody's house. I want anyone who's gotten those new black stainless steel appliances in their house.
Best.
I want to see, because I think
I spent most of last night just thinking about that.
Yeah, me too.
Twins. Thanks to everybody at Apton. You don't need the plug, but you want to plug the business?
They're amazing.
What are, no, say? You. They're, what are
no,
maybe
your business.
My business. Okay, so my label is Aunt Winnie's Kitchen, or Aunt Winnie's Frozen Cookie Dough.
Okay.
It's found at Sunset Foods and Poetta's Italian Grocery Store in Highwood.
God, they've got good stuff there.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Their lasagna is amazing. Yeah.
And why Aunt Winnie?
I grew up with the name Winnie.
Oh, okay.
My dad nicknamed me Winnie. My whole family calls me Winnie.
Winnie, not Linny.
Winnie.
W-I?
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that Winnie.
Got it.
So in the frozen section, and it's preformed 1 ounce balls that you take home and put in your own oven, and you have homemade cookies, and you can pass them off on your own because you did bake them.
No, may I just say these are delicious, and I never eat on the show.
Dave, is
you had a cookie?
Yeah.
He doesn't eat cookies.
I don't eat cookies. This is great.
Welcome to the dark side.
I convert people to cookies all the time.
That's fantastic.
I just realized it's like a notch in your belt now. You can leave and put. Yeah,
it
Dave.
Is.
Dave will come in Monday.
Needs a cookie. No one gave him a cookie in the
Well, he knows where the studio is.
No, I'm just sitting here waiting to do the tease.
Yeah, Dave. Steve and I are like, come on, we want to go get a cookie.
Do the tease. All right. Thank you.
Cookies. We're starving.
I'll bring you some.
Thank you, Aunt Winnie.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.